Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I know this kind of sprang up on Facebook and Blog Talk rather recently, but we had a situation today. I don't know how many of you have not been feeling well, and you think, oh, I'll just, you know, soldier on. And then you realize, oh, my gosh, it seems like you're relapsing. So I took the afternoon to do a lot of resting, felt best to cancel the News for the Soul show. And then it was like, oh, boy, a little after 6 p.m., and I said, you know what, Jim, I'm actually feeling better. Why don't we go ahead and put a show up on Blog Talk and let's go from there. So if you catch this virus, and it's pretty much like a mild COVID, it feels like it comes in waves. The big wave, oh, you feel horrible. Then the next wave, it doesn't feel so bad. You know, and then you almost feel like you're normal. And then it comes again. So I would like to remind everyone, I think you're going to have to remind them, Jim, because I have to get my coffee to stand.
I want to remind everybody that I have to remind you of things. She's just a regular deck of cards, 24. It's poker. Mm-hmm. She likes poker. You could use a different size, bridge, but it's a card that has standard 52 suits and everything, no pinochle or anything bizarre like that. Mm-hmm. So and it's, she does a full layout. Now, a full layout, there's a certain amount of cards. It's not all 52 cards already, but she uses the whole deck to pick out the cards for the layout. How many cards are in your layout?
She has 24 cards in a layout.
24 cards in her layout. Now, she has this other layout that she hardly ever uses called, what is it? The mirror. What is that thing called? That big ring thing?
Ring thing.
The big thing, the other layout that you do.
The bed?
Why did you look at me like I was speaking Spanish? What other layout do you do? Do you have 15 of them and I was getting mixed up?
I'm going to get out that great big noodle.
Even if I said the other layout, the iguana one, you should have said, oh, but I only know of other ones. You're talking about the bed.
Yes, my grandmother taught me a method. It's hard to convey over a show like this because the deck is spread out in front of you and you, the person getting the reading, select the cards. And then I put them in a special layout.
So that's pretty much, you're never going to see that except one-on-one. Because that person has to physically be there, which is why I never see you do it for anybody. Because
we've tried it on shows. It's just really hard.
Yeah, I don't know that it would be effective if they can't actually do that, pick them out.
My grandmother always said, you make your bed and then you lay in it.
Yeah, that's an old saying.
But it was really uncanny how, oh, geez, it's over 35 years now. My sister and I used to go bar hopping. We would come home, you know, wee hours of the morning. We would go to my house, and, I mean, we're half lit, whatever, and I'd pull out the cards, and I did the bed method. And in it, I looked, and I said, oh, to my sister, see him? He's going to marry you. And she said, who do you think that is? I said, well, we had a social group that was made up of a lot of guys, and then there was maybe three of us females. And I said, you know what, I think that's Jerry. And she went, oh, ish, no, I don't want to marry him. Now, he eventually asked her out on a date, and on the second date, who do you suppose proposed to whom? My sister, who said, oh, ish. And you know what? She cannot stand the story, but it's 100% true.
Alrighty, I'm taking over now because it's my turn. Yeah. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I'd like to remind you folks, if you are international, either a caller on Blog Talk or a Facebook viewer, Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international shout-out like I am to Laura from Canada.
Laura, good to have you.
Canada. Oh, there you go. You can read that one while I do my thing and get ready to answer. All right. Also, real quick, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. As I said, Deb explained from the beginning why this show is what it is on a Monday, not news for the soul, starting at a weird time. Nobody expected all this. But, hey, here some of you are. When you call in, you'll be on hold. It'll tell you basically you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what will happen. If you hear no show, then you have a problem. You should just call right back. No big deal. I keep a list of people, and if I see you drop off and then you drop back in, I'm not going to put you at the back of the line. I understand. Now, if you go away for like 30 minutes, well, now you've got yourself the back of your line. Okay. But, yeah. Got it. Lay it. All right. Real quick, I will pause. Do you want to answer Laura?
Well,
I'll get back to my
actually
stuff.
Asking is,
ask it. Tell everybody.
Is kind of an advanced question.
Oh, okay.
She's working with, and remember, everybody, I have this free mini course. All you have to do is contact me and say you'd like to receive it, and I will send it to you in either email or it can go through. I think for Laura, it went right through a messenger.
You can attach the file, but whatever.
Yeah. And
email's preferred.
But yeah, Laura. That's a pretty good question. I just don't want to throw off any others who might be working on the card.
And I don't know that it's an easy answer, is it?
It is.
Really? 2 out of 3?
I'll give her the simplest. Laura, I'll give you the simplest answer. If you get, excuse me. Here we go.
You just got to suck it out. She's going to cough a lot. It's what happens when you go. If she was on the witness stand, they wouldn't cancel the trial. They said, we're just going to pause while she gets over her coughing
spill.
Would you
like a glass of water?
Yeah, you know, and she might say rum or vodka, but they would not oblige in our courts, at least. All right, go ahead.
For instance, like you said, 2 tenths in the same 3 cards. If they are together, they mean that the perception of those 2 tens is intensified.
Of the 3rd card that's with it?
No,
there's 3 cards.
Just the 2 tens.
And that 3rd card that's with them has nothing.
Well, it's included. Let's say, oh boy, see, now we're going to start to get technical.
Okay, that's why I think maybe. Yeah. So basically, there was a card of love. What is that?
That's 10 of hearts.
Well, shit, that's a bad example. What if it's a person, like a queen of clubs and then 2 tens?
Yes.
And that doesn't even matter where it's at, too, which layout it's at?
No. That would mean queen of clubs.
Yeah, say it's a queen of clubs and then 2 tens in a row. She says together, either 2 tens and a queen of clubs or the queen of clubs and 2 tens. As long as the 2 tens are together, she said, not in the middle.
They could be before that.
Right. Right, before or after.
We're getting into more advanced.
She says it happens to her a lot. That's why she wants to know. So keep.
And if they're on the other side, well, that's going to relate to her feelings.
And if it's before her, then it's your feelings to her?
Yes, toward her.
There you go.
So if they were, say, a 10, what would it be? Let's say it was a 10 of hearts and the 10 of clubs. That, to me, would indicate, ooh, you're going to get involved in a business type of arrangement which has official documents around it, and you are just going to love it.
But doesn't that matter what the other card there with it is?
That would be the woman.
Oh, still talking about that. Okay. Now, remember, that was an example.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of other cards to be with those 2 tens.
What I found over the years is if we discuss this, it gets too technical for people that haven't even started.
Yeah, and we probably, So that we we could go on that.
And we should, Laura, try to keep this as much like kindergarten as you can.
Especially now because she hasn't started the school yet. Once the school gets going, those things will come up. They will come up once the school gets going. So.
And also it's in the book. There are 3 levels of my course in the book. Long before I was considering having a school, the book is where everybody learned.
Or if some people can't learn out of books, some people love it.
Yeah, see, I'm not a good book learner
myself. Some people
just
give them books and they don't even need to talk to a human.
Yep. I want you to show me And that's what we'll do in the class.
Yeah, some people have to not even just show me. Some people say, like, I got to do it.
Mm-mm.
I have to
learn
do
by
it.
Doing.
I have to do it. I have to do it, yeah.
But remember, in the early stage, you're going to be just taking little baby steps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And you shouldn't trust any of these perceptions, any of these, you know, messages that you are getting, because it's too soon.
Yeah.
God, if I only had something.
There's nothing you can do. It's a lot, and a lot of it is you think it's a cough, but sometimes it's your sinuses draining down, making you cough. So you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
If you can stop that, then you'll have stopped that. So you just don't. And it probably is, because you haven't really had chest stuff going on. It's probably your sinuses just pouring down. And mine did that when it was starting to go out the door. I started getting tickling, coughing all the time. Anyway, all right, let me get back to my thing. Facebook folks, when we have a lull in the calls or whatever, we'll make breaks if we have 1,000 callers. We will turn to you folks. Can't promise when, can't promise how many times, but we shall do so, because many of you folks, especially if you're international, cannot call in without being filthy rich. Or even some of our domestic folks just at that moment tonight just can't do the cell phone thing for whatever reason. A lot of people we have found out, they have sleeping children, and they don't want to just type. They don't want to even call a messenger. We prefer you do an audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee, because it's going to be way better experience for everybody, you, them, and the listeners. But, like, we've had people that just, I just put the kids down. All she can do is type. We understand. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, Facebook folks. And also, the sound of harps. Here we go. That signifies that your free reading with Deborah has been concluded. So no more questions, chit-chat, can't go back and forth. It's a free reading. We got to make time for others. But before we move on, we are going to give you an angel card. Tonight, Monday, is always very special because it's the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle cards. And those that are Facebook Live viewers can see the box. I know some one or two folks here actually have these cards, and they are pretty incredible. They're not pieces of crap. These are good cards, well written, and very artistic, too. I mean, these are good cards. Some people love these oracle cards, just playing around with them by themselves, and I think we had one or two folks tell us about that, and these would be the deal. And there's a little book that comes with it that can give you better interpretations, too. So if you really get into it, you can get into it. All right?
You know,
but for our folks,
yeah, remember,
it's going to be a one-carder.
We aren't affiliates. So we don't get anything if you.
Uh-oh.
We're just telling you about these good
decks. No. They should. They should, especially this company. This company did a very well job with it. They even have the person that did the illustrations. They are really good. And I'm not even artsy-fartsy guy, but I was like, yeah, those are pretty good. You know. So, but I think they're good. Holy crap, they got to be good.
Excuse me.
All right.
We shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, and I actually am 90% over mine, but I could tell the difference. And those of you who've been sick a lot and have allergies, you know the difference. Now, today is a high allergy day. I can just tell by the tickling, stupid. There's a different sensation when you have the sneezy allergy stuff. It, like, pisses you off more than anything. It's like, no reason to have it. So that's what I got going on for me today. Even though it rained a little bit. And then the rain went, I seemed like the rain just pissed off the pollen and it just comes going crazy after the rain. It wasn't a lot of rain. It was just enough to make it a little muddy so the dog could get all muddy. But it passed. And I think the pollen come out with a vengeance. And, oh, spring. We got water. Let's even make more pollen so we can, you know, spring. Holy shit. Stand by. All right. I think the time has come for all good men to go to our caller.
I think we should. Let's go.
Holy Lisa.
Hello there.
Hey, you it's cool that you called. So you figured it, you must have figured out that the blog talk thing didn't go down, right? But you called back. That's great.
You missed the news to the soul.
News to the soul.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm so sorry that you're snuffle up a ghost today. Oh, my
yeah,
goodness. I'm so
yeah.
sorry. You don't deserve it.
And I'm full of medication, so it should be working. Snuffle up against, I think it was on Sesame, wasn't it?
Was it? Was
yeah,
old?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that, because my brain would have exploded trying to figure that out. All right.
Well, my question is,
yeah.
And Deb, if you want to give me a boot in the pants, go ahead. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. There ain't nothing happening today. I just...
That's a big deal.
What do the cards say as far as, is the neighbor missing me?
Okay, well, that's a good question, though.
Why do you feel you need a...
Because obviously she is.
It's okay to miss him.
It is okay, actually. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I'm more than missing him. I've been working. I had to get up early and go work out, and then I had to do some other work. But I don't know. Even though I put a happy face on it and get out there and, you know, kick up my heels, I'm sad. And
well,
and it's because I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I've said no. They've called me and I've said no. And I don't want to be. I don't want to be around that. I went to dinner with them the first night and, you know, I don't want to be. And I think his friend is going back tomorrow. I'm not sure. But I'm just thinking, does he miss me at all while he's having all this good time with him?
All right. That's what we're looking at. You know, when you bring anybody, you bring questions to the cards, try not to judge yourself or them, you know, because that's going to come through and then it's going to make the reading process even more difficult. So let it be whatever it is. There's nothing in missing somebody.
Hell no.
You know, even people that have been in abusive relationships, there comes times they feel sad and miss the abuser. Would you like to give me a shot of, like, Myers? Maybe that will help me. So, here we go.
But Myers is wrong.
We were spending 7 to 9 hours together, and at the end, we were falling asleep talking to each other, and then, you know, if I wanted to, you know, I just saw them going by right now, and I know they're out walking, and I could jump out and say, I want to go with you. I don't want to. I don't want to be part of that. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to take my shot here first, all right? So
your shot. Drink
one. We don't have anything really great for a shot, except I'm doing Myers.
Oh, we have things great for a shot. We have things that aren't worthy of her palate. She wouldn't appreciate the single malt Scotch whiskey I got over there. There was only a few shots of that left. She wouldn't appreciate it. She would actually not like it. But anyway, back to Lisa's reading.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to tell you right off the cuff. Excuse me, you're going to find out he's mad. Mad that you stepped back from spending time with them. Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
No, of course he is. He's not getting his way. Remember, he kind of threw little mini tantrums every time he didn't get his way when they had conflicts. So, and I bet when the buddy's gone, I don't have cards, I would stand by for that. But let's see what Deb has to say.
I think you got a guy or a troll under Amber.
Biscuit. Go ahead.
No, it's for Peggy Sue.
It doesn't matter. Hit two people. I got it. You take care of Lisa.
Yes. He's going to tell you. And I believe we covered this earlier last week before the friend arrived. Well, Cho, I'm sorry. Just a moment, Lisa. Cho has COVID, too. And I'm surprised.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Bring it on.
Oh, sweet, wonderful people. Cho, you guys. Oh, my Lord. I'm sending kisses and hugs to you all. And they're COVID-free.
Thank you.
International shout-out to our COVID Cho in the UK.
Yes. And I'll tell you, Lisa, last week we discussed this. I told you he was going to be angry, miffed, disappointed.
You know, you did. You're reminding me. But I thought I gave it my all. You know, they call me to go walking with them, and I said, no, I don't want to. And then I send a text, and I say, you know, I'm sorry. I hope you guys have a good walk. And then I'll call them, and I said, I'm sorry. And you said, oh, don't apologize. It's okay.
Right.
But I just, you know, and I saw him. Anyway, okay. So
okay,
he's angry.
So he's going to have words with you. He's going to let you know. And never knowing, he's so volatile, you never know which way he's going to go. Where if you were to say, well, gee, I'm really sorry, he might say, sure, here is a nice time for you to be sorry after it's all over. Or he might say, I forgive you and it's fine. Let's move on.
Remember, typically when she's upset, the happiness world that they're in, because he didn't like to talk about anything conflicting, he would get pissed.
Yeah.
If it was total, if it wasn't about a damn unicorn or a rainbow, he was going to get pissed. And I bet it's going to happen when this dude's gone, but I don't have the cards. What do you think? You think that they're going to bump heads?
It'll blow over.
I mean, he's not going to obviously turn into Charles Manson or anything, but he's going to be a little pee-pee, cuckoo.
And it's mainly stemming from disappointment that he really wanted to share his friend with you.
Well, and it upset all those big world plans he had.
Sure.
Which he shouldn't take a lot of, he takes you for granted, but I don't like that. But who does? Go ahead.
So it's as if, okay, and remember, you have said you're turning the corner on this relationship in general, okay? But it's as if to him, oh man, just a minute, I got to remember it.
Okay.
It's as if to him, you are letting him know how immaterial he is to you. And that's not right. But, you know, remember, the mind only knows what it thinks. And the heart only knows what it feels. So, there you go.
So, I mean, so he does miss her, but that doesn't mean she didn't do anything wrong.
Not at all.
No, as a matter of fact, it was really, she had to find the point, and she found the point where she needed to kind of bag it off, get some separate, and start doing some of her own
exactly.
things.
Exactly, and she did.
You know, Dallas, I want to ask you, did he tell his friend to hit on me? Because
Oh, good idea.
You know, his friend has been really coming on strong. I didn't know if he asked his friend to hit on me or gave him the go-ahead or because it was just weird.
I don't need cards because of the reaction. You heard them having some kind, him yelling that same night. Say no damn way he said go ahead and hit on her and then get mad at her for hitting on her. But that's just me. Deb's going to redo those cards.
Those of you who have joined us.
I know nothing.
We don't know you're there unless you put out an emoji. You say, hi, how are you? Something.
If you don't want to be known,
you don't have
it's fine. We're not CIA or anything. We're not going to come put you down as far as you know. Just kidding. All right, I got to keep my list because they're starting to come in now, Deb.
Right.
All righty. Cards are going back down.
All right, I'm going to check this out for you.
It's a very good question.
That's a
and
damn
here,
good
and here comes
question.
Another jackwad son of a...
Oh, they love us, don't they?
Oh, boy. If I was only...
People, don't respond to them. Don't engage them.
It takes me a couple... to get them set up because I want to do it right so they don't come back.
They just want to trick you out of your money.
You know what? I think I'm going to send them an important message off-site here.
God.
I have an important message for
you.
You
all are
going to
flip over this one.
Oh, I better not because I'll probably get banned if I do that.
Yeah.
I was going to send her a nasty drink, but I'll just ban her. I'll just ban her in the show and then block her forever on here.
Well, if you even confront him of this, Lisa, he's going to deny it till the cows come home, from what I see. But damn straight, he wanted his friend to hit on you. He wanted
Why?
To see where your loyalties lie.
That's
but
not what she asked. She asked if he engineered him to hit
he
on
did.
Her. So then he got mad after it.
She asked just, no.
He did get mad that night.
He got mad that night because his friend... grabbed your ass.
Well, or whatever. There was a nice sensual hug and all that stuff. Yeah, well.
This has worked. Yeah.
Okay. So answer that question. Answer the question like we're in a court case.
So, Lisa, set it straight.
Oh, you just dusted the subject.
he wanted to know if I was loyal to him, and so he had his friend in on me.
I don't know how easy you were. Because I guess this roommate or this friend of his comes through as rather good looking.
This guy is
But I'm into the neighbor. You know, I'm not... And the reason, and lately I've been putting on a great show, like flirting with other guys and blah, blah, blah. But I'm really into the neighbor, and I wouldn't go with his friend. I wouldn't do that. In fact, his friend was repulsive. I felt repulsed by him. He's good looking and all that and charming. Yeah.
Well, remember we discussed before he arrived, it was in the cards that he has a brash, harsh, abrasive type of personality.
So they both do.
He reminds me of my friend.
They both do. What's the difference between the two? Except she likes one already.
Who is no longer living. He was from Weehawken, New Jersey, I think that is.
Weehawken.
And, oh, my God, that guy would push the envelope with everyone, women. And, I mean, he was narcissistic from the word go. But I really liked him. Loved him, really.
Got you broken bitches.
I loved him as a friend. And
that's what you do. Oh, my God. That guy, he's such a horrible person.
But
I got to
deal
with
him.
And then I get
some very,
stuff. I can't believe it.
This is very confusing to me that he would give the go-ahead to his friend to hit on me to see if I was loyal to him. And then he would, I forget the other part, that he would be pissed because I'm not more available to the both of them for entertaining. You know, I've done my part. I've called them to ask. I mean, earlier on, I was inviting a girlfriend over for dinner, and I told him that. I said, are you guys good tonight? You have your plans? And he said, I think so. And I said, well, I'm inviting my friend, my girlfriend over, and, you know, whatever. Whatever. I thought I, you know, punched the clock on that.
Look, here's the thing. There has been something in the way of a competitive nature between the neighbor and his friend from New York or Jersey, wherever he came from out there.
You know, I'm going to say it'll piss everybody off. What's the difference? Ooh, that will piss a lot of people off.
Yeah,
New York. What's the difference? That'll piss everybody off on Earth. All right, anyway, back to this.
But they've always had this running thing. I think they've even done, like, contests in the past in bars or at parties to see who out here, believe it or not, this is so disgusting, home to the largest naval base in the world. The sailors like to go out to the clubs and often will hold what they call a pig contest.
I've heard of it, and I've
never
those,
seen
those
it.
Must be a bunch of retards on the small ships, because I've been on carriers with a bunch of guys, and they've never done that.
What they do is they all put in a kitty. Like $50.
Nope.
And whoever can go out, okay, come on, here it is. Get the largest, well, overweight, obese woman to not only dance with them, but kiss them. They win the pot. And I think that's horribly disgusting.
Well, that's nothing. I thought you meant they're going to go home and bang
them.
No,
they don't have to bang them.
No. Oh, well, that's
but
like child's
play. But in front of everybody,
play.
You have to kiss her. And stick your tongue down her throat in front of everybody.
For a big pot of money, I would do that. I thought you were talking about a boy and home and bang.
Now we know you.
But nobody, I didn't know anybody's ever done that. I told you
man
that.
Whore. Man whore, well, right here.
But there is no whore. It's a dance and a kiss.
Deb, don't you think that's kind of confusing that he would be pissed because I'm not showing up to be more involved, and then the other part is that he gave his friend the go-ahead to...
I think the friend said something to the effect of, I could hit that. In the male vernacular, whatever it is, how you guys put it.
Or he might have said, since you ain't hitting it, why the hell shouldn't I?
Yeah, I'll put her feet behind her head.
Yeah, you know, there's a certain point where a guy's going to say, listen, dude... If
and the neighbor said, okay, go ahead. The neighbor gave him the green light.
See what you can do.
I don't have.
Are you kidding?
They may have even put this on it. Who knows? These guys, men are like animals.
You
animals.
If you were probably wise to let them just run around because you might not have been impressed by their antics.
You might have said something really ridiculous, like, listen.
Which is not that abnormal.
I might have said the friend visiting, I'll bring her panties to you in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
Her like that.
She doesn't see a panty. There's no panties card. She's throwing that out.
No,
there.
But you see it like it's a movie. This is what I'm going to teach everybody. It's a movie that goes by in your intuitive mind. Cho is saying, Lisa, work your magic and test the waters. I have no idea.
What does that mean?
It means that the other, what you're already kind of doing, going separation and moving forward to other people.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Test those waters. None of the people really liked the way this guy operates.
Mm-mm.
You know, it is what it is. He's not, like, obviously a serial killer. You're not stuffed up in a box.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible. This is making my feet feel like ice cold. I mean, he actually gave a green light to his friend. He said, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying, think you can tap that? Have at it.
He might have said it in passing jest during the conversation.
Sure.
And the friend took it to
heart. But he grabbed your ass.
They might have had a conversation where he came down about and then he goes, if you think you can get her, go ahead. But didn't mean it.
No, when you go,
and then when the guy did, he probably was like, what the fuck are you doing? The guy's like, you said. He goes, I was kidding, you dumb asshole.
So when you go out and you grab ass, what are you conveying to the girl?
If you're going to grab ass on anybody the first time you ever met, you better either know for a fact you somehow had some kind of eye contact, like basically you were banging each other just by an eye contact only already, or you don't give a flying shit if she just cuffs you right across your face and calls the cops or something. Because that's not something you do. Especially now you bring in the acquaintance thing. That's a whole different ballgame. Hey, this is my buddy's best friend. We're just going to call it best friend. First thing I know is I'll hug her and grab her pushy right where he can see it. Yay. You know, like, what is that? That's like a challenge. Like you're challenging him.
Well, but here's the thing.
It's like you want to start a bar
fight. I have a feeling the friend gets his share of sugar, okay, for lack of a better word. I have a feeling he gets all he wants.
Yeah, so
he came in real, here's a word for you, Lisa, came in real cocksure.
Well,
and assumed he could have you too.
Well, and if he can.
You mean the neighbor said it was okay? I mean, that really.
Yeah,
hurts
well, you better.
It's right
he wasn't in territorial.
No.
Well, not before the fact.
No, he wanted to see how much his friend can perform with the lady.
Then what was the yell about later?
No, that was before.
What was the yell about after that? No. You got this reversed.
I thought it was when they first came back to the apartment. When did they have that shouting match?
The next morning. The next morning. And so it wasn't like a test to see if I was loyal to him. It was just a, like, yeah, go for it, dude. If you can crack the code, go ahead.
It's not too much.
What do you think about that?
I think he might have been talking recklessly to your neighbor.
Probably didn't mean what he said.
Said.
Ah!
Well, what?
You think you can, but he didn't really mean it when they said it.
He writes.
Might have said it a month earlier. 2 months earlier. Right?
And we don't know about their private conversations, which of course they do have.
Shocking.
They've been friends since they were practically in diapers.
Whoa, I didn't know. I thought it was back like a school or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, diapers. Yeah, diapers.
So they were throwing poop at each other when they were babies. Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I really think you should try to minimize this. It's what happens, especially if you're a hot lady. You know, I'm sure you've had men that talk to you, like, say, in a club, and the only thing they're talking about are their boobs.
You know, but I've gotten pissed if a woman, you know, tries to go after him. You know, I remember Christmas. I took him to that Christmas Eve dinner, and then she's no longer.
Of 2022.
Yeah, and I kicked her to the curb. I said, "You're not my, you're not my friend anymore. And I didn't tell her why. She wanted to know why. And I told him. I told him next door. I said, she wasn't following the girl code. I don't know. I'm just different. Whatever.
Well,
whatever.
You're invested emotionally. And it's difficult to be objective in that
and
respect.
He's not. So he's not, right?
Oh, why would he be angry? And why would he tell you he's disappointed in the way you acted? You know, a guy who doesn't care isn't going to give a shit.
No, but he, like, cares, but he wants
so
it
he,
to fit in.
He doesn't. Okay, so then he doesn't give a shit. Is that what this is boiling down to?
No.
Opposite.
That's not what I said.
The
yeah.
opposite. He gives a shit, but yeah. he seems to have a little pre-plan how things should be every, like each before each day or something like that. And if it doesn't fit into it, he gets pissed, right? He actually thought, here's what's going to happen when he's down here, right? In his mind, probably.
Oh, thank you.
She'll be here, there, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he does care about you.
Oh, he wanted to line up events with you.
But you disrupted his little world, and we've seen that that really freaking irks him. When you disrupt his perfect world,
yes,
you cause
good.
Chaos, and that was not did not make him a happy camper. So you, he does care, but it's just kind of weird,
yeah.
right? Isn't that what you see? You're kind of weird, caring.
You know, I love you guys. You really, thank you.
Well, people came in to Facebook and said, oh, good, Lisa, I haven't missed Lisa. So they're enjoying it.
Well, because it's a learning experience for all of us.
And you know what? I'll tell you the
and it's
irony
like,
of all
like,
this.
I can totally figure this out.
The irony is that once you your relationship either comes to fruition, got it, or it doesn't. Once you are happy, you won't be calling us anymore. That's how it goes.
Or as much.
No. You know, I promise I will. I will be in bed in the throes of going to Happy Town, and I'll give you a call.
In the middle?
I am going to hold you to that, damn it. I'm holding you to that.
Yes, to in the middle.
Let it be said, let it be written. It is written. She is committed to that now. She is committed to a bank call. She
yeah.
cannot back out. She cannot back out of the bank call.
The bank call.
Yep. I want to beat on my drums all
yeah.
day. Well, that's kind of a thing. All right, well, Lisa, stand by.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Thank you,
actually,
Deb.
Yep. Oh, you're so
here's
welcome.
Here's one of the best angel cards we have on this planet, the Archangel
yeah.
Michael Sordelite Oracle cards. And the subject is, trust your angels. Let go of your expectations of how your dreams will come true. Trust that heaven actually has a perfect plan already. So,
and you know, he might be saying things to his friend, to the neighbor, like, hey, go on, go to bed. I'm going to go knock on Lisa's door. You know, that's how guys jab each other, you know. Or he could have been like, oh, look at this. I got a text from Lisa. She's really thirsty.
All right. Those guys want to use the thirsty thing. They're old school. They want to use that. All right, Lisa. Thank you for holding and figuring out the show went poop on News for the Soul. And thank you for getting back with
yes.
us.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, guys. Thank
just
you.
Just a buck. And
you
now,
guys take care, too. Take care.
Well, absolutely. And you're going to have, obviously, you got to keep in touch because things are going to be happening very quickly for you.
Yeah, we have to get
oh,
the next.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be good, could be bad, could be, but something's going to go down. Let us know. And all we really want here is the best for Lisa.
Aww. All I want is the best for you all.
Aww.
I want you not to be sick anymore.
We're going to get better. We're on the road. Deb's like hitting the peak and already
here's
coming
the
down
thing.
The slope, and I'm already going back to work tomorrow.
Yep. We live in a very sick city.
So should rephrase that.
The ships go over to the Mediterranean, or now we got some that are going over by North Korea.
We got ships that go all over the place, and they bring back all sorts of... Oh, I'll let you talk, Miss Coffalot. Go ahead, Miss Coffalot. Talk away instead
they
of me taking
over
for you.
They bring back.
Here she goes.
After transiting the Atlantic, they bring back some of the most horrendous viruses from
there. Oh, my God.
And
oh,
they've been living
dear.
On the ship, so these viruses are very concentrated. So yeah, within them coming home, they, you know, they bring them. So anyway, Lisa, you take care. Joe is saying stay safe.
You too.
All right.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much,
you
Lisa.
You too, Joe.
All right. Jay. International shout out to, first of all, Mike in the UK.
Mike.
Belated. We got really, he came in a while ago and we're about halfway through the reading. And international shout out to Jay, who just rocked in from Canada.
And said, he's got some awesome news.
Yeah, and we shall see.
Ooh, can't wait.
I think we know what it is, because we know what his search has been.
I hope so.
His search has been focused hard on employment. Take a call real quick. We can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
They're blowing up, Deb. They're blowing up once people figured out what we did. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a neighbor down to the south. 919 North Carolina, one state down. North Carolina, you're the second caller next up.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Hello, we're all righty then.
Alrighty then.
And we are
Patsy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Patsy.
It's been a while. What's going down?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, taking the good with the bad.
I watch
y'all shows. I just haven't called in.
That's
cool. Hey, that's
yeah.
That's
we're glad to have you with us. So
yeah, well, I'm glad.
Yep, go ahead. I've been following.
I'm glad y'all are getting better.
Slowly but surely, yes.
Rome was not built in a day, especially the COVID Rome. All right, go ahead.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
What
can I do for you?
My question is about my son. You were right, gosh, about 8 months ago or more, about the girl that they would end up being just friends. You were right. But he's got another girl that's moved in. So you were right about that. What about this girl?
All right.
And my son. He needs to get his life together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got problems too.
Okay.
I don't know her that well. She seems likable, but she doesn't clean.
Oh. Okay.
She doesn't
clean. This is how I found out she was living there. I went over there one day to bring in some. And she was there. I'm like, oh, do you live close by? I had met her one time before. She just broke up with a guy and, you know, a couple months ago and moved in with my son. I go, do you live close by? She goes, yeah. I go, do you live here? She goes, yeah. I go, are you my son's girlfriend? She goes, yeah. That's how I found out.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, you know these
sons.
We're always the last to know when the sons have some information.
Well, and a lot of times they don't want to bring it to anybody's attention until it's really, 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 really serious and certain.
Or they don't want mom the girl.
Well, and then they wouldn't do that until really, 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 really certain. You know, that's what I'm saying. So that's not
I could see what they were dating. I could see what they were dating. She's living there. But how do you see him doing? He's been falling behind a little bit. And he's hopefully getting it together, but I don't know if she's good for him or not. So, you know, I had a two-hour talk with her today. You know, she's got problems too. But where
They're having a good time together. They are really, I mean, it's right there between them. Oh, yeah, they're having a great time. And I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, their place looks like it. All right, go ahead.
Well, they're partying. They're having fun. And nobody cares about cleaning up, you know. But the news is she's going to leave him for another man. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's going to break his heart.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you don't think he cares
think
that much?
I think she's only there to be the party girl and get the diversion.
And he's accepted it.
Yeah, look it. She broke up with a guy a couple months ago, and now she's already shacked up with Patsy's son.
That doesn't mean that he is that savvy and not stricken and smitten.
He's just looking for the fun.
Then everybody's happy then, right?
Right. Well, she said she's always had a crush on him, blah, 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 so you don't see this often.
Nobody's ever heard that before.
Well, and he spent a long time with COVID. Remember, so he was kind of on a block of ice for a while. but he's now really enjoying her. I don't see any love here. Maybe affection just because they enjoy doing the same things together. You know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Right. I just don't want to see her mooching off of him, which seems to be what's going on.
That's probably why she's there, right?
Is she working or no?
No.
That's why she's there.
Oh, that's why she's there.
That's why. And if he's okay, well, okay, he can be here, but you got to, you know, you got to.
Well, I told her today she could at least clean.
That's true.
Well, apparently she's not a cleaner, but she must be doing something else he likes.
Oh, she does a lot. Let's just say he's getting his ashes hauled royally.
He figures it's a good trade. Like they said on Dances with Wolves, good trade. All right.
Right. But they both have a drinking problem. Do you see his drinking getting better? He says it is.
Ooh. If they both have a drinking problem, that's not going to help.
No.
If she likes to go. Mm-hmm.
But it's all in a party spirit. I don't see anything negative here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is nobody's going to crash and burn that you see.
No, and I think
that's important.
She does use enough birth control. She's not looking for a kid.
Yeah, she's got something for that. But he almost lost his job and didn't get his bonus or raise because of him drinking.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's doing the best on his team. Do you see him getting better?
Ooh, do you see better?
Well, he said he's number one on his team now, like anything. Do you see anything that could lead him to be better or what I can do or what do you see happening?
She's going to move on.
So the team, you mean his job, right?
Yeah. I think he's going to get his shit together after she's gone.
It's always got to get your shit together.
Oh, gosh. You'll have to excuse me. I am coming off of COVID.
Like some more?
Goodness.
I'm going to end up high-eyed here.
Oh, goodness gracious. Get something to drink.
He's giving me Myers rum.
Myers rum?
Yeah. They don't have a whole lot.
NyQuil in it.
All right.
Oh, we don't need that.
So, yeah, I think the drinking is going to calm down. He's going to find out this has all been really foolish. I don't see him getting his heart broke. But she
and
is.
And you see him keeping his job.
Yeah, I do, yeah. But she is a jolly doll, if you know what I mean. She's a fun time girl.
Right. I just want somebody that's good for him, and I don't see that.
No, this is just a palate. Call her a palate cleanser.
Poor moms.
Poor mothers, before she gets them up with somebody who's going to really matter.
So he will meet somebody, you see?
Yes, I do feel he will.
But you got to remember, us guys don't necessarily want to meet him anytime soon.
That's true.
The forever chicks. We don't. It's like, whoa, time out there. Text mommy. Mommy. I might not want to meet forever chick. I'm about 38, you know, but you moms don't want to hear that.
And then they fall in love. And regardless, it negates everything they've said before.
Obviously, you can't control that. So even if he says, I'm not going to do this until I'm 38 or whatever, the right chick comes along, no matter what age it is, right?
It's true. Once they fall in love.
I just don't want to invest too much into her if she's not the one. Do you see me going to Florida to help a friend, and do you see if that's a good decision to make?
Yes. I did see that. Excuse me, but I don't generally answer questions that I haven't been asked. So you're glad you asked. I saw it there. I think it would be wonderful for you.
Wunderbar.
Yep, get out there and have some fun.
Well, it'll be temporary. It's helping a friend that has dementia for her daughter.
Yes, of course.
So she can get her a place. So you see that happening, and it's a good thing?
Yes.
Good night to Joe.
Okay.
In the UK with COVID, they're back to 5 hours ahead because they have their daylight savings time.
Oh, they did.
Yep, so he's got to go. And when you have COVID, you sleep when you need to sleep. It doesn't matter what the clock says.
Yes, you have to rest, definitely. That's the main part. When it first started, a nurse told me, get your rest.
And you know, it comes on you like in a wave.
Whatever
all
it feels
of a sudden,
like
you just got to go lay down.
Whatever it feels like it. All right, subject.
Yeah, I'm
is,
knocking on wood. I don't get it.
It
oh,
is.
Well, you're
well
lucky.
If we're getting near the end of flu season, but it ain't over yet, folks. So just be careful. All right.
Yeah.
Subject. No, it is not time yet. This is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching.
To take action.
All
so
righty then.
A lot of stuff going on in
I
life.
I like
she'll
that.
Have to see what that
for
means
you.
In her life.
Yeah.
You know what? A nice change of atmosphere, being there in service to somebody else. I know it's when you do your best, Patsy. You are very
yes.
good. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and I don't
I
have to physically do anything. It'll just be there with her. So,
sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Truth.
So
and make
don't
money.
Worry. The son. Is
oh, money is important.
Your son is having a good time. It's better than him sitting around depressed. Okay.
And you didn't
right.
like slipping into anything. Mm-mm. So that was a good
not
thing.
Not at this point. I think he likes it the way it is. It's very, we'll say, superficial. But she needs to pick up a vacuum cleaner, you know, and put some trash in the...
Sounds like she won't.
She's,
all, she's, on
she's
way.
Not going to.
She's got a foot out the door anyway
yeah.
from what you saw. So.
Yeah, she's just...
Oh, yeah,
just
I came in...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I came in like the cavalry today. I beat on the bedroom door till she came out.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like this was a temporary thing.
Did you do the cleaning, Patsy?
Well, she started helping me, but I did do some because I can't let my son live like that. Then I opened his bedroom door. He was taking a nap on his break, and I couldn't believe the mountain of clothes, fast food bags on the bed. He can do that by himself. If
you know,
just adding to it.
We all out here live in roach country, and they
but
love to
Carolina.
Nest. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah.
You too, Patsy. They love to nest in filth
oh, yeah.
and dirty clothes. And they get big.
That's disgusting. I know.
It is.
I know.
It's
so gross.
They're nasty.
All right.
All right, Patsy, you call us again.
Yeah, you can
I miss you.
Call a lot more
all right,
often
I miss
than...
you, too.
And love
and I'm going to come
so
see
much.
You soon.
Okay, darling.
We're
let's
not,
do it.
You don't want to come see us tomorrow.
All right.
No, no.
Oh, no. We'll wait a while.
All right.
Take
we're
your
not.
Vitamins.
Yes, absolutely,
all right.
Mom. We will. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, love y'all.
Paul, love
which
you, too.
Which is interesting because you don't do any of that.
If any of you wonder, Patsy I've known for quite a few years now through the show. She is a gorgeous jewelry designer. I mean, she collects shells. She has made mermaid jewelry. I mean, this woman is highly talented, and it's always been an honor to know her. Yeah, well, Catherine, you guys have cockroaches down there that are the size of, you know, small home animals, home pets, whatever you'd call them, and they fly.
It's a different environment.
Ooh,
I mean,
yeah.
you're in a place that's very south. There's a lot of water. It's like it's almost like Minnesota, except in the south. They got lakes and water all around them. They don't have the freezing temperature, so they got all sorts
those,
of things that are breathing and coming to life down there.
Palmetto roaches, holy crap. They're huge. You saw when you go to the strip clubs in Florida, right?
No, I wasn't. That's not where I saw them. I would see them on people's porches. Like here when you walk up to somebody's porch at night
yes.
with the lights, they'd all be around there, and then you walk up and all these things are like flying around like, what? What the fuck are these flying cockroaches?
Catherine is
like,
saying...
Like, I never see no damn flying cockroach in my life, and I don't like it.
No. Catherine says they're on steroids, palmetto bugs, and even the nicest homes have them.
That's where
yeah.
I would see it. Hey, let's go to somebody's house here that we know down in Florida.
Yeah. What did you say?
You walk up, you see the light. The lights are on, middle of the summer, so you know bugs and lights. You see all these... There's a lot of things crawling around. That ain't cool. And you walk up, all of a sudden, your shit starts flying. You're like, oh, hell no. No, that is not...
Turn around streetlights, they're like this big, what would you call it, hordes of them.
It's not cool at all. It's like, oh, Lord, that's like...
Chicago, we've got those.
I want to walk up with a tennis racket and just go...
Now, Virgil mentions the Chicago, however you say it, aren't those the ones that rattle like in August out in the trees? You make the sound. They make guess
what did you just call them?
He said they're cicadas.
That's not what we call them.
What do we call them?
We see them. They're like giant
cicadas. We call
cicadas.
Them cicadas.
We call them cicadas. Maybe that's how it's spelled. I've never seen it spelled that way.
Some of the restaurants make pizza out of them.
I've never heard of that ever. Yes. I've never seen one in here that does. Where in Norfolk do they do that?
I believe it was one of like.
I want to hear it.
Cal's made one for fun and.
Oh, but I didn't really have them.
You could order it.
I bet it didn't have them. They took little things and made it like that.
I'm going to have to show him.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Bull effing bull F. I'm telling you. Nobody on earth, there's not one person on earth that would order that.
It's a loose U joint, Jim, is what it is.
Yep. All right, let's take a caller, Deb.
Yeah, he's right. They are noisy motherfuckers.
Well, one by itself isn't, but when they're all up in the trees. And once one does it, it's like they all follow suit.
Don't they turn?
One starts and they
go.
But they're like giant, big, weird-looking flies because once in a while they sneak in the house.
And
the dogs
are like, play with it.
Dogs are like, what the hell is that? And I'm looking like, oh, what the hell is that? It looks like an alien.
Are you going to a caller or should we take Laura?
I am
going
to go to a damn caller.
All right, sit tight, Laura. Yeah.
And that caller shall be. Where is it? There it is, been holding forever. 779 Illinois area.
Ooh.
779, welcome to the show.
779.
Don't you
welcome.
Dare say one nice thing about this craptastic state. I will beat you.
Oh!
It's been like 5,000 years since we heard from you.
Where the hell have you been?
Now, have you been like on NASA flying off to another planet for years or something? It's been forever.
I wish I was on a different planet. This one's starting to suck ass.
You're still in the same location then, aren't you?
Unfortunately, I'm in the same location.
Well, so, yeah, boy, you've got a lot of catching up to do. What's happening?
Nothing. I'm boring. I'm the most boring person on the planet, I think. I did my feet back into the dating world. Like, you know, I tried the dating apps, and I swear to God, it's just a cesspool of idiocy. And I don't know if it's...
Yeah, you always get first, Teresa, when you get older.
But you tried,
right? I tried. I just deleted it again because I can't talk to people because I thought it was hard before, but now it's gotten even harder. And I'm just like, I guess I'll just be a spinster for the rest of my life and just live single happily ever after. I'll just go get my 20 dogs and my 500 chickens and 30 horses and just whatever.
Don't put that out there. Words have energy. You don't want to put that out there.
Even in jest.
No, you don't.
Even
I know, but it's just, it's like, how are you supposed to meet this person?
It is her frustration.
You know what?
We understand
and that
the frustration.
Is huge because dating websites stink. They suck.
Love stinks.
I'm done with them. I think that's it. I'm completely 1,000% done. I was talking to somebody who I thought was, like, going to be, like, at least decent enough to actually maybe go on a date with, but then it's just, like, I talk to him, and I'm just like, yeah, you're not it. Like, I know the energy when I talk to somebody. Like, I just have to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, you're not it. And, like, I was just talking to this one guy. I thought, oh, everything was great. And we started texting through the phone, and I started asking him my normal, you know, rando questions, and I just, the energy wasn't there, and then I'm just like, oh, okay, well, that's how you feel about that subject. I'm good. Thanks.
Teresa,
next.
Here's your, what do we call it? I'm trying to think of a good word. Here's your problem in a nutshell. You are a very beautiful woman. You have a vivacious personality.
Vivacious.
And you know what dooms you? You're smart.
And you actually have standards.
I know.
You have standards. That's the problem.
I have super high standards. I have big tits. I have a nice ass. I got a cute smile. And I'm not going to put up with your shit.
Yeah,
she went beyond a few things I was going to throw out there. But
she
does have
very nice girls.
I wasn't going to go down the boob trail, but she did.
Listen, okay. You can go down the boob trail all you want. I got nice titties.
Okay,
all right.
Rabbit. Hippity hoppity hippity.
I know I got nice titties. That's not the problem. The problem is I'm just like trying to find a guy, and I'm like, yeah, I'm more than just that. But okay.
Well, that's, I think men are more, they are more visual than we are. And I think it depends
on a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got to be visually attracted to each other, right?
Yes.
But I'm just, but at the end of the day, I'm sitting here going, you also need to be, what's the word?
What? Like mature?
No.
Well, yeah, he's got to be not mature, but what's the word? He's just got, I just had the word on the tip of my tongue. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm trying not to put out this bad energy, but I'm just like, oh, I really would love to have a decent guy in my life that I could actually go and make time with and go spend and do things with and blah, 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 right?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I really would. Like, that I would really like. I mean, I want somebody I can go out fishing with or hunt with, hiking with. I don't know.
Yeah, that's something. A man's woman right there.
Fishing,
hunting. Right.
Especially in the area she lives in.
Absolutely. Illinois.
I want to go out and say, you know what, honey, you want to go hunting? Go ahead. Leave me alone. Give me some money. I'm going to go do something else, right? Or,
yeah,
let's go hunt. Let's go shoot a deer. I don't give a shit. But, like, I need a real man. I don't need these watered-down versions.
Well, they go for Barbie dolls. Come on.
Who does?
Men.
I'm not a Barbie doll. And that's, unfortunately, that's, I think, one of my
own. Not the guy she wants.
I look like the pigeon lady from Home Alone, okay?
Look the guy she was.
The time.
No, Teresa, you're
and
not.
And I can clean up. Don't get me wrong. I can shave my legs and shave my armpits and make myself look like $1 million and look like that stupid Barbie doll. But it ain't me, because all you're going to get is the sassy, foul-mouthed, crazy person that I can be. You know, I can be nice, too. You know, I can play both sides of the field, but, like, at the end of the day, I don't want to catch them and be like, oh, I catfished you.
The thing I've learned at great length with these readings over 3 decades is that men don't realize how far an amazing sense of humor and a good personality can carry you. It supersedes great looks. I mean, you don't have to look like, you know, like Johnny Depp. You know, or you walked out of GQ.
No.
Yeah.
But I know personally if I clean up, I look pretty darn good, right? But I'm trying not to exude those horrible, like, negative vibes. You know, like I said, yeah, I shouldn't be saying I'm going to be a spinster for the rest of my life. It's just, like,
and you know what?
It's so frustrating. I just want a connection with a real person. You know what I mean? I want them to be the person. I want me to be the person meeting the middle.
Send an unsolicited penis pic. You're out, pal. We don't want that. We want the mystery.
If you sent me an unsolicited deck picture of a deck that you built, I would be like, hey, 10 out of 10 would sit on that.
They should love that. A deck. Not a dick. A deck.
Right. A deck. I would be like, 10 out of 10, I would sit on that. You know,
whoa.
Or send me a picture of a chicken coop that you built, or I don't know, something that you
I
like,
know.
But do not send me a picture of your ugly one-eyed monster, because immediately it just goes to nothing.
They think we want to see their toy, and I don't think many of us do.
Any man who sends that, an unsolicited dick pic, is the biggest piece of shit on the face of the planet. Like, that is the person I would date that sends it.
Yes.
If you send it, you're just worthless and a useless human being, and I don't have time for you, because that's just, right now, if you're sending that to me, how many other girls did you send that to?
Exactly.
Like, really? They're just, like,
come on.
Nobody's, penises are not pretty. Vaginas are not pretty. They're not pretty. They're fun, but they're not pretty. I don't want to see it. Like,
that's
so anyway,
right,
I got an event coming up next weekend, and I got another event the following weekend, or April 13th, 14th, and 15th. What is the outlook for the next weekend?
That's why the Navy used to call that bumping
uglies. Yes.
Bumping uglies.
Exactly.
To women and men having sex, bumping uglies. But anyway, all right, back to that.
How are you, Teresa? My darling, my friend, my sweetheart. She is. I've loved her for a long time.
Is this a poet?
I've loved you as long as I've known you.
See, now...
Sounds like a Willie Nelson song.
Now, we have a good thing going. You know, I might not be your hunting pal, but I'd go fishing. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Anyway. Let's go crabbing. Let's go crabbing. I like crabbing.
Oh, that would be fun, too. And you
crabbing
know what?
Crabbing and don't matter.
Oh, and one of our Facebook ladies says he also has to have a particular set of, quote-unquote, skills.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Now, that
but
was like 20, 30 seconds ago.
That
so.
We can teach them. We can teach you how to please
them. Right. I can teach them all day long. They're going to get taught anyways because there's certain things I like and certain things I don't like. And you're going to learn one way or the other.
You need to call it Pleasing Teresa 101. And then you take through it. Yeah.
Maybe you wonder why guys cheat at a certain point here when you get all pushy like that.
All right, 4 3 4.
Oh, she
it's
just ignored
pushy.
That little cut. Yeah, it is.
No, it
is. I'm the queen, and you're here to please me, peasant. And if you don't do it right, shame on you. Maybe the guy's like, you know what? I'll go bang another broad down the street.
You know what? That's you and your cynicism. But if you get
because you know what? Most men love to be bossed around in the bedroom. Let me tell you, they love to be bossed around in the bedroom.
They really do.
And they're just getting as much off of it as we are, so I don't want to hear it.
They are, and the thing is, if they've been with a lot of, we'll call them vibrator girls, and some of us are simply not, they don't know how to be soft and gentle. And we have to teach them where they haven't been taught how to be sensitive. And Jerry Seinfeld said, he said, outline the alphabet with your tongue.
Oh, that's before that show
yeah.
came along.
And he said, your final move is counterclockwise. Ooh.
Oh, that's Lord.
Okay, what are we looking at? So what are you looking at? What are the cards saying? Because I got two big events coming up.
All right, I've got you. Definitely meeting somebody. He wants to know what your events are.
What are the two big events? Like, I know this is not about that. What do you got coming up?
So this coming weekend, I'm going to be in Maryland doing an endurance ride. And then the weekend of the third, an endurance ride, doing 50 miles on a horse, my friend's horse. I'm flying out on Thursday.
An endurance ride. Maryland. Okay. All right.
And then I fly back, and then the 13th, 14th, and 15th, or whatever that weekend is in April, I'm going to a three-day, horse fair, which, you know, I got a couple friends going to be there, and I bought tickets for all 3 days because you can't see the whole thing in 3 days or in one day.
Sure.
And so I'm making like a big weekend out of that. All my nephews are coming with their kids. We're going to go all together on Saturday, and it's going to be family day on Saturday. So we're going to go, and I'm going to introduce the boys and my little great niece to horses, and we're going to have a horsey day for them. It's going to be fun. And then I got a campsite, so we're going to pull the camper down or up to Madison. So it's like a big event. Like, it's a big deal because everybody's coming, grandma and grandpa, everybody's coming. We're just going to make a big day out of it. So, it's a full weekend.
It's like a family reunion on the road.
She's a real outdoor
pretty much.
Girl, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So what do you say for that?
But like I said, this weekend I'm coming to do the endurance ride. I'm going to do the 50 on a horse that I've competed many times, and then fly back, and then, like, I'm just trying to see, because, you know, I know I got to get out, because the only way you're going to meet people is if you get out and do the things you love, which is kind of hard up here, because it is what it is. I'm not trying to be a negative
fancy.
It is what it is. Like,
yep.
So anyway, so what does the card say? Just, like, general. I don't care if it
all
doesn't say anything about a guy, but it would be nice if there was a guy in the picture
sure.
that's, like, just going to show up and be, like, shaking my hand and be, like, oh, my God, you're gorgeous and I love you or something. I don't know.
All right,
because I'm tired of chasing.
More trouble than that thing. You're going to go and you're going to do these events.
Yep.
You are going to meet somebody that at face value, is not going to be somebody that you think you could go for. But yet there's going to be a magnetism there. And you're going to be like, okay, fine, I'll get to know you a little bit. And you watch. When you least expect it, like with this guy that's coming, love is going to make you fall. And then there's going to be talk of where should we live? Can we just have like a negotiated commitment, or do we need to get married? And you are going to be like, oh, holy shit, what happened? How did this all happen?
And that's how it goes. When the right one comes along.
Yeah, so it's going to be like, oh, my God, all of a sudden I'm going down a road. I didn't know I was going to go down, but
yeah.
I like it. I like it.
It's like you can't stop it.
It's a freaking runaway train.
It is. God, I like that.
Runaway train.
Yeah, but I've also been told that the ones that are like the runaway trains and the ones that are like instant are not your forevers.
It's not going to be the guy, hon.
It's
going to
be
you.
It's not
going to be
the first instant.
You're going to be the runaway train.
Yeah.
And you are going to want to try and stop it. But you can't because he is your one. He's the one.
There can only be one.
He's your person. He's your outdoorsy guy.
But how am I the runaway train? Because I'm just being me or what?
No, your emotions.
You're going to actually get the train rolling, she's saying, not him.
Yeah.
He's not going to entice you to come on his train. You're actually going to be like wrapped up in him and get him going on your train is what
and
you're saying, right?
No, he will not hurt you.
And you don't
know
it right now. You don't know it. You don't feel it. It's what she's saying. So it doesn't come. Right now it sounds like bizarre to you. Like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That's what she's trying to tell you. Is that
so you want to see.
It's going to happen. You're actually going to be the one to get that train rolling down the tracks, even though that's not your style.
I like it.
No, I don't want it to be that. Oh, my God. Okay.
You are going to be peas and carrots together.
Life, Mother Nature doesn't give a shit what we want.
Yeah.
We always have to remember that. Well, I don't want this. This is how I want things to go. It's like sometimes Mother Nature, life, love, whatever you say, screw you, flips you a middle bird. I've been around longer than you have.
Hopefully I meet him within the next couple of weeks. That would be nice.
I think so.
Well, with these events coming up, it sounds like you're going to be interacting with a gazillion new people. So that would make sense.
And what I would
do
and what I have done, it's just kind of look up to the universe and say, I'm ready for it when it comes.
Trust.
Yeah.
There's a card here.
I've been doing that for a while. That's why I ventured into the dating world. And I'm like, oh, maybe not. Maybe I'm, you know, and I keep listening to my mantra and stuff. And I play it over in my headphones for like, you know, 5 minutes. And I just listen to it and let it repeat. Because, you know, you got to let it sink in.
Well, you watch, my darling, you watch. I can't wait to say, I told you so.
And you're ready, but you're not an idiot.
Right, and you're
going to
officiate the wedding,
so
it doesn't matter. Well,
he's getting
you're
ready.
Not going to have a real wedding, but...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You both have to get ready for each other before your paths are going to intersect.
It's a big spiritual, philosophical concept about that. People getting ready for each other down the road when they haven't met. It's really kind of a mind-blowing thing. You could dive into it without acid and even still be
Well, I've been working on a lot of, I'm trying to work on a lot of things, you know, do more meditation. I built my room, made a meditation room, visualization, you know, the whole nine yards. But sometimes you just get down in the dump.
Awesome. It's the desperados that just grab at somebody.
You're doing everything right, and you obviously are not a person that is ever once going to lower your standards, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
And that's why...
I won't lower my standards now.
And
you
that's why you feel it. That's why you're getting kind of like, what do you say?
What?
Disillusioned and feeling
a little
bad.
Bit, yeah.
Because you're not taking losers on. You're not lowering your standards. That's all.
No, they're not at my level. And I'm like...
But then you should not be upset about not meeting the right person yet because you have good standards. You're not going to lower them.
I agree.
Patience, which that word sucks to everybody on earth. It's just got to be a patient thing. But Deb says it is coming.
Oh, it is. And I can't wait to hear it from
you.
You
shall let us know when it happens.
Any clues as to, like, is there like a sign or something?
You're going to go like a snowball rolling down a mountain.
At this point, I don't think she had any really super clues, but you haven't called
him
for a long time.
Yeah, so call again. And we'll take a good look at him.
Yeah, I could start being a regular caller, especially now these events are coming up.
Yeah.
These events are coming. Yep, that's cool. All right,
we
real quick.
Love that. All right.
Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle card says, step into the spotlight. You have a message the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
So, there you are.
It's probably going to be during these events when you meet people and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You said you got a nice... You set up a nice meditation room. You're doing positive and doing things.
Very good.
I think it's all, you know, like blow up in a good way, not the bad blow up. The good blow up.
Okay. Yep.
True that.
All right, thanks, guys. I love you.
All right, love you, too.
And
too,
everybody
too.
Loves Illinois, yeah. Right?
No, don't come here. It sucks. Illinois sucks.
All right,
bye.
Guys. Bye.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, don't be a stranger. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to wrap it. Deborah is starting to fade hard and fast.
I got to rest my voice.
The Myers rum is no longer working.
No, but I need to back it up with a little more rum.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, bottom line
night,
is,
night.
You just can no longer go on, folks. But thank you, folks.
We love y'all.
You worked with us with the weird stuff going on with News for the Soul, not cancel, and new show and stuff. So you worked with us well. We appreciate it. We apologize to the folks out there. We didn't even give an international shout-out officially to Sophia.
Yes, I just did, but not you.
I mean,
no, you
verbally,
didn't.
The verbally, so the blog
and
talk folks could hear it and everybody else.
Saturday, she celebrates 5 years for her business.
Then we have to make that if you're everybody's
yes,
healthy.
Yes, we're going to have to get with you.
Yeah, we're going to probably set something up if we can. We don't want to say it right now because her and Sophie have to work it out.
All right, so everybody take care. Don't catch this. You will hate yourself.
And Mike brought up an important point.
What?
Is remember we talked with like Laura and stuff on Saturday.
Yeah.
They were getting ready to go into the daylight savings time. So they're back to 5 hours ahead.
Oh, so it's really.
So all the folks out there in that UK area or whatever, remember every time we say what time our show is, go on the internet. Go on Google. That's the safest thing to do if you want to know like time zone things.
They have a world clock on there.
Just say. Yeah. All you have to do is Google, say, what time is 5 p.m. East CST into my city and country? And they'll tell you automatically. Just do that, please. Because daylight savings time is like it. Yeah, everybody does it. Someone else.
No
never
lie, know. But anyway. All right, so, all right, do it.
We apologize for the media folks have been holding for a while. We just didn't get the flu stroke just sort of just come back like an hour and 20 minutes over now.
We will see you all very soon. Take care. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Indeed.